Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Pitsley. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham bunts towards first. King fields the ball and throws to Pitsley covering. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Sweeney and he is out, Bell applying the tag. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Cameron moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Damon takes first base on ball 4. Nunnally moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Fabregas moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a line drive into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberts scores. Goodwin moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin moves to third. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Goodwin scores. Bell moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sweeney is 0-1 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Davis moves to third. Nunnally moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Damon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Damon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Nunnally scores. Sweeney moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Sweeney moves to third. Damon moves to second. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roberts is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Goodwin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0-0. King is 0-2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nunnally is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Davis moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sweeney is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Walker now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fabregas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Damon hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roberts. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Nunnally goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-6 White Sox. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Damon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Damon bunts towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to third. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. Fabregas throws to third to get Sweeney for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 0 for 4 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Sweeney and he is out, Howard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Nunnally hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Myers pinch hits for Mike Sweeney. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Damon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. Myers moves to second. Two outs. Scott Cooper pinch hits for David Howard. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Shane Halter pinch runs for Scott Cooper. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to third. Halter moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.